from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Tommy, did I miss something on the kicks? Andy Reid, did he say Butker was going to handle kickoff duties?
Yeah, if he did, that was not anything that I saw. So
I didn't see that either. No. Jad, did you see that, Jad?
I vaguely remember seeing something like that. But
he
maybe
might have. I could have missed it. I could have missed it. And we'll see. I mean, look, I think the reality with a kickoff is I'm not sure anybody really has a good grasp of it yet. If they feel like Butker's a liability out there making tackles, then that's where Reid makes sense. But you have to be able to place it in a pretty particular area. So it's not like just anybody can do it. So we'll keep an eye on that. I do feel like we're going to get a lot of kick return touchdowns, and I think it's going to be really awesome and exciting, by the way. I think it's going to be really cool. I can't wait for it. Tommy, the Royals tonight, let's take a quick look here at the bets. So they're favored. But, you know, with Lorenzen on the mound, it's not like an overwhelming, you know, I think they're minus 115. Let me double check that here. Minus 120. I'm seeing them. You can get, you know, if you can get better odds, obviously, if you give a couple of runs. I don't know how to approach the matchup itself with Lorenzen on the mound at this point, quite frankly. But then you go to those player props, and you take the two hottest Royals and you can just kind of keep going with them a little bit. I love the total bases. I think the total hits can get a little deceiving, remember, because walks don't count to that. So I like total bases. Bobby Witt Jr. Still catching plus money at over 2.5, which means, you know, a home run or a double and a single or a walk and a double and all that, you're there. And then Vinny, you can get plus money on over 1.5. So a walk and a hit basically gets you there. I kind of like both of those. I think you keep beating that drum, banging that drum until those guys slow down a little bit.
My favorite thing, I think, in the game tonight specifically is I love the over in this game. The Royals and the Cardinals have gone over in 3 of their last 4 meetings. And so I think that trend is there. And then also you look at Michaelis pitching for the Cardinals. His ERA is high. It's over 5. He's been historically a pretty good pitcher in Major League Baseball, hasn't had a great year. His ERA, like I mentioned, is high. And so I think that comes into play. And Lorenzen, while he's been an overall good pitcher this year, he can give up runs also. So the over that line is, I think, at 9.5. I like that over in tonight's game, and that's what I'm going to ride with.
Yeah, I could be there. Let me just see real quick. So if I took If I took Witt over 2.5 and put it with Vinny over 1.5 together, that parlays into a plus 355. I kind of like that. Basically, it's just a bet for those two to stay hot. And maybe I go there. You like the over. That would lean into that too. It just means they're gonna be producing a little bit of offense. But it's a 7-10 start tonight. I'm actually thinking about going to the game tomorrow. But it'll be fun. I'm curious to see an atmosphere and how big a rivalry. I don't have a good grasp of the rivalry, the Cardinals Royals rivalry. But from what I see in reaction, like when the Royals swept that doubleheader earlier in this year, people get really fired up for it. It's hard for me to imagine that, because other than just like some chance interleague meetings, like it's not like they have a long history of playing each other.
Well, but you got to go back to the 85 World Series. I mean, that's really where a lot of that stems from, is, you know, those two teams facing off in the I-70 series, you know, for basically the whole shebang. And the Royals, of course, got the win in that series. And so you've got that rivalry because of that. You know, they're down the road from each other a few hours. And, you know, that's been a pretty big deal for a long time. And so that's, I think, a major reason, probably the biggest reason, as to why usually those dates are circled on the calendar. And I think that the other thing, too, is that the Cardinals have had a long history of success year after year after year, it seems like, where they're always in the mix. They're always going to the playoffs, winning World Series, things like that. The Royals, you know, look at their counterparts across the state. They haven't had that sustained level of success. And so there's always kind of been, I think, that jealousy also that plays into it. So these are usually big games between these two teams.
It's a fun rivalry. It's obviously the Kansas City St. Louis thing. I'm looking forward to it. Again, though, like, it doesn't feel the same way that the other series recently have felt. But then you get that rivalry piece, and that's what I haven't really had a good grasp or understanding on. So that will be fun to see. I am curious to see Lorenzen again, and we'll see. You know, we haven't still, Tommy. We keep asking this question. We still haven't seen the preferred. We still haven't seen the preferred way to end a game for the Royals. Like, what does the bullpen stack up at the end of the game? You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. And I mean, it seems like Will Smith has been kind of the guy recently that Quintero is leaning into. And like I mentioned yesterday, I think that they're priming him to, I think, ideally want to be back in some of those high leverage situations, because that's why they brought him in to the ball club this season as a free agent. And so I do think that more than likely we'll continue to see him until or unless he gives the Royals a reason to not put him back in that kind of role. But of course, the upside is high on Lucas Ersig, and can Hunter Harvey get things turned around? So, you know, at the end of the day, like, again, he's going to ride the hot hand in that bullpen in those situations. I don't think that we're anywhere close to a scenario where Quintero knows exactly who his late innings guy is going to be night in and night out. It's going to be the hot hand.
Yeah, I agree. We'll see it. 7:10 first pitch. You'll hear it right here on KFH. All right, Tommy, set us up here, because we have some guests joining the show now for a big event that we're part of, that we're excited about, a charity event coming up next weekend. It is the All Ball event. Tim Tebow, we've been giving away some tickets to this. So while we get this set up, I'm going to set up that giveaway here for the hour. So here's what we have. You can win a pair of tickets to the All Ball Shepherd's Way fundraiser, the portion that features Tim Tebow. We got August 16th and 17th at Crown Uptown Theater. Shepherd's Way is a residential career development program committed to empowering young adults or adults with intellectual developmental disabilities. So Tim Tebow is going to be joined by some local legends that include Gene Stevenson, Phil Stevenson, PJ Forbes, Mike Pelfrey, Nate Robertson, Garrett Gould, and more. All you got to do to win a pair of tickets to this cool event is text the keyword Tim, T-I-M, to 20357. Message and data rates apply on that. Winners will get some signed Tebow memorabilia, we're told, as well. So to enter, text Tim to 20357. Tommy?
Yeah, we're really excited to have a couple of special guests here on the show with us, PJ and Stephanie Forbes, here on Sports Daily. PJ and Stephanie, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's going to be such a fun time next weekend. And, you know, Jacob, you just mentioned some of the events going on. I mean, we've got 2 full days of events with this all ball weekend benefiting Shepherd's Way. And, you know, PJ, I'll start with you. As far as your involvement in this event here in Wichita, I know obviously you're a former Shocker, but being involved in an event like this in Wichita for, you know, such a great cause, what does that mean for you?
Well, it's exciting, first of all. Dorian Graham and then Ben and Brittany French getting us involved. Very exciting for us to be able to give back in whatever way possible. Wish we could do more. Talked to Ben yesterday about that. But just to be involved and a part of it, very excited and looking forward to next weekend and everything it brings.
So when you look at the weekend, I mean, is it the softball that gets you the most excited? I think that's what. So Tommy and I are just, you know, simply going to be out there trying to make everybody laugh and have a good time. You guys get out there and play. I love these kinds of events, especially, you know, especially when you're getting people one of the best days of their lives on the other side of it.
Yeah, I volunteered to coach. The playing days have passed me by. I said I'll be opposite of Gene. Gene can have one team and I'll take the other. But it is, you know, I can't wait to see the looks on everybody's face tomorrow. I know it's going to be, or not tomorrow, next weekend. I know it's going to be a great day. And just looking forward to the support that and not only the support, but the recognition that Shepherd's Way is, you know, getting all that out there and being a part of it. Very excited.
Stephanie, how about you? I mean, as far as, you know, the involvement that you guys have in this event and, you know, being able to be involved in it and to help out Shepherd's Way here in Wichita and what they do for, you know, folks in the community that are developmentally disabled and finding good, great and better opportunities for them. What does that mean for you?
Well, I'm just really grateful that, you know, we've been able to be a part of it because we weren't really familiar with the organization before we were asked to get involved. And so now just having the awareness that it's there, we're looking forward to learning more about it in the next few weeks, even beyond the All Ball weekend. And we're super excited. We've got 6 children and we're excited for them to learn more and to maybe, you know, be an opportunity for them to even get more involved. And so we're always grateful for an opportunity to help in the community and just be a part of something really, really big.
So there's the Tebow portion of this. And by the way, again, text the keyword Tim to 20357 to get involved in that part of it. There's the softball part of it. You can go find you know, the information at all-ballweekend.org. And I know Ben is watching us. We appreciate Ben. Here's some other information. You can reach out to Ben directly at 316-214-0060. You can also reach out to Dorian at 316-209-4608. But again, all-ballweekend.org is the place to be. There's all kinds of cool stuff in here. I mean, Tebow's coming to town, right? Have you guys had an opportunity to meet Tebow before?
We have not, but we are actually in Gainesville, Florida right now. We just stopped by his Heisman statue. We're going to go back and take a picture in front of it. Our daughter is graduating from the University of Florida tonight. So we're going to go back by the football stadium, take a picture of it, and make sure we show it to him when we do get to meet him. But I've heard nothing but great things about having him speak in events. I'm sure he will get people fired up for Shepherd's Way and the All Ball weekend, and really looking forward to meeting him after all he's done in his years after football and the awareness he brings to special events.
PJ, not to put you on the spot here, but I feel like we'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about your thoughts on Shocker baseball. Brian Green, new head coach for the Shocker baseball team. It really seems like there's a lot of excitement and things like that growing and building. And, you know, of course, having Gene Stevenson with his full support on the program. What does that mean to you as far as where Shocker baseball is right now and where it's headed in the future?
Well, I think I went out to a game, spent the evening with Gene and Phil Stevenson in their box. And, you know, Gene's obviously spent a lot of time around the program, so I trust his opinion. He's very excited about Brian and what he's bringing to the program. We know it's going to be a step-by-step process to get Shocker baseball back to where we all want it. And that's the main thing for me. I want Shocker baseball back in the mix and being talked about year in and year out when it comes to June, because that's when, regional, super regionals, College World Series take place. I think everyone involved and on the periphery, we just want to see it back to the years, the glory years of the late 80s, early 90s. People want to support it. I mean, it's Gene built it, and people want to support it. We've just got to put a winning program out there, and we'll have that support back.
It does feel like that support is bleeding into it. Now we just got to have the wins on the field, certainly. And I think everybody seems to be rowing in the same direction. All right, so if you're watching us on our video stream, we're talking about the big All Ball weekend. What we're going to do right now is, for the first time on a video stream, bring in a fourth guest. We've been chatting. Ben is on the other side here. So we're going to bring Ben in. Not to use a baseball term, but we wish you could see in a little inside baseball here, Ben. We're trying to juggle this, and I'm like messaging everybody. I'm like, do we need to get Ben in? How are we doing this? But I'm glad you're here too, because I want to know more about Shepherd's Way, because that's the benefit here of all of this fun. Tell us about Shepherd's Way for anybody out there that doesn't know about that organization.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for having me. You know, it's I always like to start even broader. You know, as we think about, we're talking about Wichita baseball, right? We're talking about Tim Tebow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming to town to excite people about a vision. And so I like to think about the even not just Shepherd's Way, but the broader community of Wichita, right? And so this is a big, fun event that we're putting on that we hope would really move the needle in shifting the paradigm of how we recognize and embrace the value of individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities in our community, and that our community would then become a model community for other communities around the country. Because there's, you know, today, guys, our organization gets up and drives on the work that we're doing every day, because we're passionate about filling a gap and a need, and quite honestly, a burden of 5,300 adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities just in the state of Kansas, who have graduated from high school and have entered the really kind of the historic life trajectory for these guys with intellectual and developmental disabilities is that they enter into an adulthood of lifelong dependency on a family or a caregiver. And then when they inevitably outlive that caregiver, fall into a system that costs us $2.3 million tax dollars just to meet their basic needs. And so that all of that said, I'll circle back to your question of Shepherd's Way is trying to rewrite that life trajectory for one day these 5,300 individuals today on a smaller scale than that. But essentially our organization serves to exist as the bridge that helps individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities transition out of the margin of society and into a flourishing, value contributing employed member of the community. And so I mentioned the 2.3 million tax dollars in the system just to meet basic needs. For $2.2 million less than that, what we found is that we can have a really strategic four-phase program that helps launch adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities into independent, community engaged, and purpose-driven lives. And so it's that's our passion, that's our heartbeat, but really the bigger vision is we want to transform the landscape of housing, independent living, employment, dignity, and purpose for adults with disabilities in communities across the country. So kind of how that works is we start with a really intensive career development program where we're working on, you know, all of the ancillary life skills that are going to help sustain employment. We're doing the career exploration to figure out what is fulfilling work for our friends with disabilities. And then building in all the soft skills that are required to sustain that employment track, right? And so the executive functions, the social skills, self-awareness skills, all those pieces that are maybe a little more intangible that we kind of overlook, that's what our team's really good at digging in and helping equip our friends with disabilities with. Once I've got a job and I've got a career path and I've got income, then I can move out of that state of dependency on family, right? And I can move out into the community in a peer living setting. And that's a three-phase housing program. So we actually, it's such a fun program model because we get to see growth on two different sides. You know, I loved what Stephanie said earlier about how she was excited for her kids to get involved and learn more. And, you know, what we do is we hire college students or young professionals to live as roommates and peer mentors to help coach peer-to-peer life skills that are going to help these guys launch into a flourishing adulthood and not end up in a system, right? And so it's cool though to see the growth of not just the participant that we're serving, but this is a life-changing thing for those peer mentors at a really formidable age, you know, in college. And so that three-phase program looks like a four-bedroom setting initially with two mentors, two program participants. Over the course of 6 to 12 months, our heart is to empower, right, not to enable dependency. And so we cut back that support by 50% in the second phase after 6 to 12 months with a three-bedroom setting, just one peer mentor, and then eventually four guys who have been through the program, no peer mentors. And that's in that setting where we're able to work on what are those, you know, sustainable supports that are needed to help those guys launch out of the program and be able to sustain their level of independence and purpose and impact for a lifetime. And so that was a probably longer winded than what you were looking for, but I'm super passionate about the work that we do. And it's so fun to get to be on with you guys and get to connect with really just remarkable people like PJ and Stephanie and the other people who have said, yes, we care about these people in our community who have historically been overlooked. And we want to be a part of this event that's going to help bring awareness to empowering them. So,
well, Ben, we're flattered that you asked us to be involved. We're happy to do it. Really looking forward to the weekend. Again, Ben French, the CEO of Shepherd's Way. If you want to learn more about Shepherd's Way, it's shepherds-way.org. If you want to learn more about All Ball Weekend, which is a really fun, exciting event coming next weekend, that's all-ballweekend.org. You can also win those tickets, by the way. We'll keep giving those away. All you got to do there is text the keyword Tim to 20357. Thank you to PJ and Stephanie. Thank you to Ben. We will be out there next week. And we'll talk more about this next week as well with some of the local legends you guys have signed up to be a part of this. Looks like it's going to be a blast, and we appreciate you guys all being on Sports Daily. And thanks for joining us on a multi-video guest maiden voyage here as well.
Great to be with you guys.
All right. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. Last full segment of Sports Daily right after this.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.